Since January 6, 2021, it's certainly been confirmed how the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol was fueled by the anger of supporters of Donald Trump combined with the lies spoken by Trump and his numerous partners in pushing what's become known as the Big Lie. Many of those involved with the U.S. Capitol insurrection claim to be children of God, followers of His Word. Reality is that the only part of the Bible these seem to have committed to their memories, hearts, and souls is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, which, by the way, is found in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 19 through 21. Then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother, so you shall put away the evil from among you. And those who remain shall hear and fear, and hereafter they shall not again commit such an evil among you. Your eye shall not pity. Life shall be for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. What they seem to have either conveniently or ignorantly chosen to ignore from the Bible are teachings which present the reality of that idea versus what they were attempting to twist it into for their own purposes. If that's where you want to start and stop, then here's just some of God's word that you're choosing to erase. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 and 39, Jesus teaches, "You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." I wonder how many who were at the Capitol last January 6th would dismiss that declaration as, I don't know, fake news. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 19, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Peter declares in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit the blessing." In other words, leave it to God. God's got this. The Bible has a lot to say about anger in the situation that we're talking about, which happened a year ago this Thursday. When we turn to Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, we read, "Therefore put to death your members, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetous, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them, but now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." Think back to that audio I played a few moments ago. Does it sound like those self-professed children of God that followed that lesson? We're also warned through the Word of God about the dangers and cost of following a liar or false prophet and how they should be dealt with. Going back to Romans this time, chapter 16, verses 17 through 20. "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." Personal confession time. I used to be a person who could lash out in anger. Through the grace of God, that's all been extinguished within me. Now I express sorrow and disappointment in those who see anger as the first or only tool to reach for. In Psalm 37, verses 8 and 9, we're taught, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret and only cause its harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." The Bible tells us that we were created to do good works for God, not blindly follow someone who wants to mislead us. Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 reveals to us, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So, what's going to happen this Thursday, January 6, 2022? Our hope is that those being inflamed by the wicked will be led to truth and reality by the wise, who instructed in the Bible how faith without actions is nothing. That's why it's important that if you see someone in your life drifting toward or attached to the lies and the darkness, then you do all that you can to bring them back into the light of reality. You can easily point to the many who fell prey to that darkness and have ruined their lives by their own hands, as evidenced by the time they're about to be serving in prison. I'm not saying this work will be easy. We are talking about some people who, just as an example, recently believed that JFK Jr. was going to appear in Dallas, walk down from the grassy knoll, and say to the thousand or so gathered, "Hey gang, y'all ready to go to Washington, D.C.? Let's mount up." We have to stop along the way, pick up Donald Trump, though. You can spend a significant amount of time in Bible study with just the book of Psalms, but you don't even need to go that far. There's an important lesson that comes immediately via Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful."